it was back in 33 when the times were hard. Yeah, I took a shotgun and a shaved deck of cards. A dollar was your winning and that shotgun was your guard. And if you lived to spend your dollar, baby, the people called you hard. Now on the east side of Chicago lived this dude named Stagger Lee. Yeah, he's about the baddest mother lover to ever walk Chicago street free. And you can believe me, I'm one of the few still living who knew old Stagger Lee. Now old Stagger Lee, he walked in the rain and waded through the mud to get to this bar called the Bucket of Blood. Now as he walked inside, he ordered something to eat. Bartender gave him a dirty glass of water and a tough piece of meat. Stagger Lee said, "Now, Mr. Bartender, why, you must not know who I am." Bartender said, "Frankly speaking, boy, I don't really give a damn." Now, with that, old Stagger Lee pulled his .44 and he shot that bartender dead on the floor. About that time, some bar-hopping filly came through the door and she wiggled her way across the floor and she said, "Mr. Bartender, if you please." Stagger Lee said, "You're wasting time, filly. He's behind the bar with his mind at ease." Now, Stagger Lee set up the bar and declared, "I'm buying." But the filly said, "I can't, because I belong to Johnny DeLion." Now, you might be mean as a red-eyed steer, but you better leave before Johnny DeLion gets here. Well, about that time, Johnny DeLion came through the door and says, "Stagger Lee, I've been looking for you." And Stagger Lee said, "Now that you found me, Johnny, what you plan to do?" Well, Johnny pulled a hunting knife to cut Stagger Lee dead. And Stagger Lee just laughed as he calmly said, "You say you got a lot of guts, Johnny, to hunt me with that knife?" And while he was still laughing, he pulled his .44 and took Johnny DeLion's life. Now the filly screamed, "You've killed my lover, Johnny DeLion." Stagger Lee said, "You could be next, filly, if you don't stop crying." Now Stagger Lee figured the best he could do was tell Johnny DeLion's mama, Sister Lou. He says, Sister Lou, you know what I just done? Well, I just shot your punk of a no-good son." Sister Lou says, "Stagger Lee, well, tell me that's not true. You and Johnny DeLion been friends for now on a year or two." Stagger Lee said, "If you don't believe he's dead, just go down that bar and count the holes in his head." Well, Sister Lou seen a cop walking on his beat, and she cried, Mr. Law," as she ran down the street. She said, "Mr. Law, you gotta help me and arrest that no-good Stagger Lee." Well, the cops said, "I'm over the police and I'd like my help." If you want that boy, you're gonna have to get him yourself. Well, nothing was heard of Stagger Lee until April 5th, 1933. He showed up running with Wild Billy Green, sporting a brand new Cadillac machine. He wore a Stetson hat and a silk bow tie, and Billy Green was sharp, and that's no lie. Well, Billy Green and Stagger Lee were shooting craps in this place called the Hanging Tree. It was Stagger Lee's turn to roll the dice, when in came this dude as cool as ice. His cold eyes searched the room for his enemy, and they fell the rest on Stagger Lee. He pulled his .38 and he stuck it in his nose, and he said, "Now, Stagger Lee, anything goes. I followed you nigh a year, and I know how you figure. And if you move too fast, boy, I'll have to pull the trigger." Well, at a quarter till nine, Stagger Lee was waiting in line. At a quarter till ten, he was in court with 12 men. The judge said, "The charge is murder, now what's the plea?" Stagger Lee said, "I'm guilty, Your Honor, now what's the penalty?" The judge said, "Well, according to this here filly and all her stories, son, you ain't gonna leave jail stealing your glory. About 99 years ought to cool yourself off." And Stagger Lee just laughed and claimed the judge was getting soft. He said, "Well, hell, 99 years, that ain't no time. I got a brother that's doing 199. Now, Stagger Lee's lawyer started to shout. And Stagger Lee says, "Sit down, liar. You don't know what this is all about." With that, he jumped the guard and stole his .44 and he shot that filly dead on the floor. He shot the judge right between his eyes. Then he shot his lawyer for all his lies. Through the courtroom windows where he made his plea, asked the last the court ever seen old Stagger Lee. Well, getting back to our story, and old Billy Green, he headed west in that Cadillac machine. He stopped by this little bar and bumped into some dude he thought was still running far. Now, if you don't know who I mean, well, that was Stagger Lee that bumped into Billy Green. And they stood for a while and they talked over times, and then they went inside to drink a little wine. A hush fell over that bar as they ordered around. Way in the corner stood Bad Man Brown. Well, the bartender looked at Brown and then he nodded his head. He said, "I'm sorry, boys, but we don't need your bread." With that, Stagger Lee pulled his .44 and he shot that bartender same as before. The bartender screamed as he crumpled down. And that's when Stagger Lee and Billy Green met Bad Man Brown. Brown said, "Now, boys, that's something you shouldn't have done. Why, hell, you just blowed away my brother, son." Billy Green looked at Stagger Lee and they began to laugh. Poor Billy Green never heard the shotgun to cut him in half. Stagger Lee reached for his .44, but he was too late. Brown pulled off one more. Stagger Lee crumpled down. He let out a yell and said, "Brown, we'll settle this hassle in hell." Brown just laughed and gave him another blast. Blowed Stagger Lee flat back on his elbows. Now you can believe my story, and these boys died. Well, you can dig them up and count the holes in their hide. And that's for old Brown and all his glory. Well, that's for another time and for another story.